Today's episode was made possible by contributions from our fans on Patreon. Visit us online at patreon.com/rednightstories. Once upon a time, in the faraway Kingdom of Kingdom, there lived a princess and her many knights. All of the knights were strong and brave and bold. But no knight was as strong or brave or bold as...
Red Knight! The greatest knight in all the land.
Chapter 42, Dragon Drama. It was another brilliant day in the magical Kingdom of Kingdom, and King Dragon was on the loose.
Later, turkeys!
Hey, King Dragon just stole my crown!
You get back here this very instant!
Give back Princess Pearl's crown right now!
No way! Finders keepers! It's mine now! Let's go, boys!
Yes, sir!
Vroom, vroom.
I love going fast!
This throne sure is heavy!
Skirt, skirt!
King Dragon was seated upon his large golden throne, which was being carried by a horde of goblins. They burst through the gates of Princess Pearl's castle at a speed that beggared belief.
How did King Dragon even sneak into the castle? It's not like he's hard to spot!
And stealing the princess's crown? He's gone too far this time!
Are you just gonna stand there yapping, or are you gonna stop him?
Right you are, princess!
Don't worry, we'll catch him!
Red Knight, Green Knight, and Pink Knight leapt atop their noble steeds and rode after the malicious monarch and his gang of gregarious goblins.
Faster, Flopsy, faster!
How are those goblins so fast? That throne must weigh a ton!
I am more impressed with how nimble they are. Did you see the way they leapt over that cow? They could have just gone around it.
How are we gonna catch up with them?
I'm not sure. Isn't it splendid? Who doesn't love a thrilling chase through the countryside first thing in the morning?
Oh, brother.
Come on, we've almost lost them. Step on it!
Right you are, sir.
Reckless speed, here we come.
Zoom!
They'll jump right over that canyon.
Wait, what? What canyon?
The one right in front of us.
It looks pretty big, but I'm sure we can make it.
All we need is a positive attitude.
Here we go.
Woohoo!
No! What are you, crazy? Stop!
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure!
Right you are, sir.
Full stop.
Quick start!
Whoa! Oh! Oh! Ow! Dang it!
Uh-oh. Oops. I guess our stop was too sudden. Now the boss is bouncing down the cliff.
Great job, sir.
Good form.
Holy cow! King Dragon just went tumbling down the cliff!
He sure did. He's very graceful.
Is there a safer way down, perhaps?
Yeah, I know of one. This way. Follow me.
Oh, my butt. Ow.
Whoa, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay, you turkey. I'm... Whoa.
Standing at the bottom of the canyon was Diane, the blue dragon. She was wearing a very pretty hat and was holding a large butterfly net in her hands.
Diane, what the heck are you doing here?
Have we met before?
That is you,
Aren't you that dragon from the goblin restaurant? You threw a pie at me!
No, that was some other dragon. That wasn't me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because that dragon had a mustache, right? And I don't, so it couldn't have been me.
I guess so.
So, what are you doing at the bottom of a canyon? You come here often?
Sometimes. I'm hunting for hotfoot lizards.
Oh, yeah? I love hotfoot lizards. They're great with a little hot sauce on them.
Not to eat. They're an endangered species. I'm saving their lives!
Right, me too! That's why I'm here! Saving lizards! That's my idea of a good time!
Cool!
Yeah, I'm totally cool! And, I'm also totally nice! And handsome!
There you are, you miscreant! We have you now!
Oh man, come on!
Hand over that crown!
Or else!
Or else what, Pickle Knight?
Say what? This guy's a thief?
Good gracious, Green Knight, do you see what I see?
That depends. What do you see?
King Dragon must have hit the canyon floor so hard that he split into two dragons.
Who did what now?
Are you for real? We ain't even the same color. I'm orange and she's blue.
Red Knight, the blue dragon is my sister, Diane.
Really, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure!
You've met her several times!
I'm certain that I would remember that.
Oh, brother.
Well, in that case, the orange one has something that belongs to Princess Pearl. That's right, hand it over.
Yeah, I was gonna... Here you go.
What? Really? You're just gonna hand it over?
You're not gonna try and breathe fire on us?
Or throw boulders at us?
Or call us mean names?
Wait, I thought you said he was a thief.
No, I didn't steal it. I was, taking it back from those pesky goblins. Yeah, that's it. They're the ones who stole it. You know how goblins are. Not me, though. I'm a hero.
Didn't you just run away from the castle saying, and I quote, later you turkeys, mwahaha.
Yeah, but I was talking to the goblins because I was getting away from them. But then they, kidnapped me. Yeah.
By placing you upon an ostentatious golden throne and carrying you across the kingdom?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
Well, we have the crown back, so I guess you can go.
What? That's it? Don't I get a reward or something for rescuing a crown?
Don't push your luck, Buster.
Watch who you're calling Buster, Lettucehead.
Very well, King Dragon. Off you go.
Yeah, don't rush me. I'm going.
It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you, too.
Okay, well, that was weird.
Super weird!
He seems nice.
He's really not.
Well, in any case, we have retrieved the princess's crown. Let us go back to the castle and tell her the good news.
That evening, Red Knight was at home poring over an old treasure map and planning out his next adventure, when there is a knock at his front door.
That's odd. It's a bit late for guests. Coming!
Hey.
King Dragon? What are you doing at my house?
Can I come in?
No, you can't come in! Hey, wait, stop it! Hey! What on earth do you think you're doing?
Ugh, it's Diane. I can't get her out of my head!
I must insist that you leave my house at once!
Jeez Louise, you live in this dump?
You ought to know you sold it to me.
I did? Man, I'm an awesome realtor.
Yes, and you also tied me up and tried to rob me.
good times. Hey, you got any food around here?
Only for guests, and you are certainly not my guest.
It's all right, I'm easy. This'll do.
That is the coal bin.
It's fine, I'm a dragon. I eat coal all the time.
But do you normally eat all of it at the same time?
I'm a stress eater, all right? I'm stressed.
Feeling better, are we?
I guess so, but this coal is terrible. Anthracite is much tastier.
I'll be sure to keep that in mind. Now, what are you doing here?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing, so don't laugh or I'll burn this shack to the ground!
Charming.
It's Diane! I can't stop thinking about her! She's so pretty and smart and blue! I didn't even know dragons could be blue!
So? What does any of this have to do with me?
Well, you know her, right?
So I have been frequently reminded.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, what is she like? What sort of stuff is she into? Does she eat?
Everyone eats!
Hey, that's something we have in common, then!
Hold on a moment, is this about smooching?
No, I don't know, maybe? Yeah! So what? Come on, man, I need help!
Me? Help you? But I don't know the first thing about kissing stuff. Ugh.
You don't?
Of course not. I am a brave and intrepid adventurer. I can't risk catching cooties when there is adventure to be had.
Well, you know a lot more than I do.
Why are you asking me anyway? Why don't you ask someone else?
Who am I gonna ask? The goblins? Those turkeys are dumber than a bag of rocks. All they know about is stealing and eating most of the stuff they steal.
That is a good point.
Much as I hate to admit it, you're the only friend I've got.
We are not friends.
Sure we are. We hang out all the time, don't we?
That's because you are a dastardly villain that is always up to mischief, and I am the greatest knight in all the land.
You see, we're practically best friends.
Oh, brother.
Come on, dude, I'm begging you. Help me make friends with Diane. I'll do anything.
Anything, you say?
Anything.
Very well, King Dragon. I, Red Knight, the greatest knight in all the land, will help you make friends with the beautiful Diane.
More like the blutiful Diane. Get it? 'Cause she's blue? It's a pawn!
This is going to be a disaster.
The next morning, Diane the Dragon was walking to work through the bustling city of Candyburg. To her surprise, she found King Dragon standing in front of her veterinary clinic.
Oh, hey there! I didn't expect to see you again so soon!
Hi.
Do you have a sick pet?
Yes. No, I mean, no.
Well, do ya or don't ya?
No, I hate pets! I mean, I hate it when pets get sick. Yeah.
Why are you holding that potted plant?
It's my, pet.
Your pet is a potted plant?
Yes.
Psst, change the subject.
I'm getting there. Be quiet.
Are you talking to your plant?
No, I'm talking to, myself.
What?
That isn't better.
You be quiet.
Who, me?
No, not you, my plant.
The one you ain't talking to?
Right. Oh, wait, no.
This is going well.
Shush. Anyway, Diane, I was wondering if you wanted to have lunch today with me. Lunch with me today at, you know, a restaurant or something.
Sure, I'm always hungry. There's a taco place just around the corner. I'll meet you there at noon.
Awesome! See you then! Hey, that went pretty well.
Indeed. Now, here's the plan. I will continue to whisper helpful suggestions to you while hidden inside this plant.
You think she's gonna be suspicious if I keep dragging a potted plant around?
Of course not. My disguise is foolproof.
At noon, King Dragon and his potted plant were seated at a table at Taco Fiesta, a local taco shop. They weren't there long before Diane arrived.
Hey, you actually came!
Of course I came. Oh, I'm starving!
Wait a sec, you've got a potted plant too?
Oh, this little lady? Yeah, I thought we could,
compare plants!
Right, yeah, compare plants!
Do what now?
Psst, it's a capital idea!
Oh, right, that's, a great idea!
A capital idea!
Shush!
Hey, compliment her scales!
That is, your scales look very blue this afternoon!
Gee, thanks!
Psst, return the compliment!
Yours are, orange? I guess?
Hey, thanks!
Psst, Red Knight, is that you in that bush?
Of course not, Pink Knight. Plants don't talk.
Oh, right. Me.
Oh, right. I'll have 25 beef tacos and a mug of sulfuric acid.
Me.
Fine. Just the tacos then.
And a quesadilla.
And a queso what's it?
And a horchata.
Don't push your luck.
Me.
I'll have what he's having. But instead of the quesadilla, I'll have another 25 tacos. For my plant.
Awesome. Thanks, Diane.
Will you hush?
Quick, ask her about herself.
Don't rush me. So, you're a vet, huh? Like an animal doctor?
Yep. I always have liked animals. My sister and I used to collect strays when we were kids and nurse them back to health.
What's all this I hear about you being Pink Knight's sister? How does that even work? Like, she's a human, and you're a totally awesome dragon.
We were both adopted. Our parents are gnomes.
Really? Oh, that's weird.
It isn't weird, it's interesting.
Oh, right, that's what I meant. Interesting.
Psst, ask him about his family.
Oh, okay. What about you? You got any family?
No, I never knew my mom. And my dad flew off a long time ago looking for treasure. It's just been me and the goblins ever since.
Oh, that's sad.
Too sad. Change the subject. Talk about something happy.
So, speaking of treasure troves, how great is gold, huh?
Gold?
Yeah, you're a dragon, right? Dragons love gold. The way it shines, the way it tastes, the way it feels to sleep in a big old pile of it. Heck, sometimes I just bathe in it because I can.
Well, that explains the smell.
Watch it. Plants are flammable.
It's kind of embarrassing, but,
what is? Come on, you can tell me.
I'm, allergic to gold.
Wait, what? Is that a thing?
It's a rare dragon condition. If I touch the stuff, my scales get all crusty and gross.
Wait, but if you can't touch gold, then what the heck do you sleep on?
I fill my mattress with quarters. It ain't exactly the same, but it's good enough.
Dang, that's rough.
It's not so bad.
Me.
Oh, good, the food's here.
Awesome.
I'm starving.
Hey, they forgot my quesadilla.
Here, you can have some of my tacos.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, is your plant talking?
What? No. That's crazy.
Yeah, everyone knows that plants don't talk.
Are you being weird or something?
No, of course not. I'm totally normal. The normalist.
Quick, ask her about her food.
How are your tacos? Are they good? Are they bad? If they're bad, I can go in there and burn that place down.
They're fine. Wait, can you really do that?
Do what?
Breathe fire. I've always wanted to.
What the heck? You're a dragon and you don't know how to breathe fire?
I was adopted. Nobody ever taught me how.
Oh, ask him how.
He does it all the time.
Wait, are we sure we want this to happen? It seems irresponsible.
Who asked you? You're just a plant.
Right, right, sorry, you're right.
Can you show me?
Can I? Of course I can. Burning things down with my awesome fire breath is like one of my three favorite things after stealing gold and counting gold.
Ixnay on the Ealing Stay.
Oh, right. What I meant to say was, earning gold in exchange for services like normal people do.
Good gracious.
All right, stand up next to me. Now, what you gotta do is you're gonna straighten your back, yeah, like this. Take a deep breath. Open up your petrochemical glands and...
Whoa! Awesome!
I know, right? Now you try it.
Okay, staying straight, deep breath, open up the glandular things, and... Wow! That was totally awesome!
Hey, you did it first try! Not bad at all! Heck, I'm the best dang teacher in the kingdom!
Uh-oh! It seems as though your lesson has set the restaurant on fire.
Whoops! Sorry about that.
Hey, I should probably get out of here before more gnats show up. Can I see you again?
Sure, I'd like that.
Great, see you soon.
Hey, you forgot your plant.
Well, that was a smashing success. You might say that there was a spark of romance. Huh? Get it, spark? Because the building is on fire?
Shouldn't we stop him?
Nah, we'll give him a head start. Besides, we had better help put the fire out.
Oh, yeah. Good point!
And so, the two knights and Diane the dragon helped put out the fire at Taco Fiesta. King Dragon went back to his fortress in the Searing Mountains and was in such a good mood, he didn't yell at any goblins for a whole day.
And it's all thanks to me, Red Knight, the most romantic knight in all the land!
And you're not a bad potted plant, either!
Thank you.
The end. Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Red Knight. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, please visit us online at redknightstories.com. To support our podcast directly and gain access to bonus content, please visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/redknightstories. We'll see you next time.